Welcome to Books on the Ridge, a production of Mount Zion Ridge Press, home of Books Off the Beaten Path. This is a podcast for our readers to get to know the authors of our books and look between the pages and behind the scenes. Plus, at the start of each month, we will offer readers a limited time code for a discount on the featured book. Your hosts are the co-owners and managing editors of Mount Zion Ridge Press. I'm Michelle Levine, managing editor.
And I'm Tamara Lynn Kraft, managing editor. You can go back and listen to the podcast for her new novel, Free to Love, that has just been released recently and should have the audiobook out by now, too. But today, we are talking about her very first novel with us, and we are so excited. She's a children's author, an illustrator. She's written musicals. I mean, how great is that? So we are so excited to welcome Betty Boswell with her romance, On Cue.
Thank you for having me here today.
You're welcome.
Let's do a little bit of backing up, giving a little bit of history. We may have covered it partially in the first podcast talking about Free to Love, but how exactly did it come about that we managed to snag you and get your book On Cue from Mount Zion Ridge Press?
Well, I had been working on my book for a while, and I happened to go to your online conference. I also knew you from ACFW, Ohio. And when I went to the online conference, you offered the chance to submit books. So I sent my book in, and I was actually traveling south in the car with my husband. The phone rang, and I think it was Tamara got on the phone, and she said, "Hey, we want your book. We want to sign a contract with you and put it into the press." So I was really thrilled. And it was one of your earlier books after you did the compilation and published your own books that you had previously published. I think it was one of your earlier books.
Yes, I think it's one of the first full-length novels that we published from an author other than us. We practiced on you, Betty.
Well, we practiced and we experimented on ourselves.
Mm-hmm. That's
for those
true.
Who don't know a little bit of our backstory, Mount Zion Ridge Press was basically born when a publisher that both Tamara and I were published with decided to close their doors. And we were left with a big gob of orphaned books. And Tamara had put a lot of effort into promoting her newest release. And it was getting a lot of good feedback, a lot of good reaction. Sales were going crazy. And it was like, wait a minute. So we had been talking for years about starting our own label. And we just kept thinking, no, the time isn't right. And when this happened, Tamara and I contacted each other, and it was basically, "So, you think God is saying go ahead this time?" And we practiced on ourselves for about 2.5 years and then opened up the door, and poor Betty fell in.
I did okay. I had a wonderful editor. Michelle was great with going through my book and helped me add some things to it.
Yes, and we are so happy to have had you as one of our first authors. It set the standard for the quality books that we publish at Mount Zion Ridge Press.
Thank you. And I've enjoyed working with you. You're a great company.
So, our On Cue got some reviews, and I did a little stalking of your book to kind of pull a few reviews out. One reviewer said, "It's the layers within the plot that kept me turning the pages of On Cue." Another said, "If you are looking for something heartwarming, then this book provides a perfectly satisfying, cozy read. This is not an ordinary romance. It's a romance of substance with strong characters of faith and a great story. I have not read such a charming story for a long time, with the warmth of the characters and the spirit of the story and the wonderful plot. all perfect ingredients for a delightful read. And I could not agree more. On Cue has a prequel that's just been published. So why don't you tell us a little bit about Free to Love?
Okay, so Free to Love also has the main character from On Cue in it as kind of a narrator. But Free to Love is the story of a journey to freedom, to hope. It involves a couple of young ladies. One is a white mistress owning a slave, and the other is the young girl held in slavery. My two main characters in Free to Love are Missy and Early. Early is in slavery. She serves Missy as her personal maid, but there is more to their relationship than is revealed in the early parts of the book. We'll find out more about that if you read that story. But an evil stepbrother has moved into the plantation, and he poses a threat to both of the young women. And so that threat ends that the young ladies need to flee north. Both of them do. And so an aunt comes to travel with them, and they head north to freedom. Freedom away from the culture of slavery in more ways than one.
Okay. In our previous podcast talking about Free to Love, you had mentioned some parallels between Ginny, the playwright, who is the frame, the narrator for Free to Love, parallels between her activities in the theater and your own activities in the theater. Mm-hmm. Are there any other parallels between Ginny and you or anybody else in On Cue?
Okay, so Ginny is a lot like me, other than I'm an older woman who was married for many happy years. Ginny is a teacher. I'm a teacher. Ginny writes musicals. I write musicals. Ginny produces a play that's going to help the historical museum. I did that too. Mine did not save this historical museum. It just added to the museum. The historical museum actually supported, they were the producers of the musical that I did in 2003 called Just Around the Bend. And it was in celebration of Ohio's bicentennial, 200 years. There are many characters in there. The person who is the museum curator reminds me a whole lot of one of my dear friends who is the museum curator in Sylvania, or she used to be the museum curator in Sylvania. She has retired, but she had that bubbly personality and that push to get people to do things and to get that musical created. So yeah, definitely a similar personality, similar person. There was a very influential man who was able to gain a lot of the funding we did for that musical in 2003. And he's not quite the character that pushed Scott into being the director, but he did choose a director that we had to deal with. I wrote that musical with a partner, and I think she had a little more trouble dealing with someone else being in charge of her musical than I did. But we had a good time in the end and got that completed. There's a moment when they're presenting the first presentation that they do to the public, saying, we want to put on this musical. We want to do something that will be for the whole community. We need funds. The moment when Ginny stops at her presentation and looks around the room and there's absolute silence and nothing is happening, she thinks, oh no, they're not going to buy it. They're not going to go for it. And the mayor pats his knee. That really happened. The mayor of Sylvania, Craig Stowell, said, after that few moments of silence, he said, yeah, we can do this. We'll put on a musical. And we really did find that it took more than the little bit of money that we thought we were going to need. And it was quite an adventure. So On Cue tells the story of putting on a musical. And I learned a lot about putting on a musical through that. I also went to other community theaters in the area and participated in them to learn more about community theater. And it was, so a lot of Jenny came from me knowing about theater, and a lot of the adventures that happened in that book were kind of like what happened in real life, but not exactly, because it's fiction.
So. And there's a romance.
And it's a romance. And it's a romance, definitely, between Jenny and Scott.
Well, why don't you tell us about some of the other elements of the story? Like, I hear you have a couple of dogs in it.
Oh, yeah.
Want to tell about the house where it was located? Or at least...
Oh, yeah, the dogs.
The dogs. Yeah, the dogs. So my humor for this book mainly came from the dogs, particularly a basset hound named Jezebel. And my husband loves basset hounds. I put the limit on two. I said, after the last one passed, I said, we're done. Basset hounds have some nasty habits that I won't get into here. But Jezebel is a basset hound. She's got a lot of personality. She's going to be in all three books because there is a sequel to On Cue. We had the prequel in Free to Love. The sequel is going to be something about hope, but the Basset Hound is in all three books. The Basset Hound, particularly in On Cue, she plays a little more major role in On Cue in that she provides silliness. She rolls in berries and gets all spotted. She leads her owner into places where she'd rather not go, and sometimes she stops and doesn't want to go. So I learned all that from my real basset. We have some mulberry trees in the backyard, and our white basset came in with purple spots one day. So in On Cue, it's a strawberry patch for the neighbors, but
ouch.
But, and then Scott has a dog too, a Chihuahua. Both of those dogs were a tribute to animals that we had. We had Chihuahuas and Bassets together at different times, and they were fun companions to watch and to have as pets for a while. But I'm older now, and I'm done because my husband didn't do the hard part of pets. He didn't clean up messes or give them pills.
Oh, boy. With pets, it's like children, and you need to share all the parenting.
Right.
Absolutely. So this book has it all. Romance, a bit of history, and dogs.
Dogs.
How could you lose with that combination?
Is there tea?
Is there tea? I'm trying to think. I'm not a tea or coffee drinker, so I don't know. I get my caffeine from chocolate.
Michelle knows that I am a tea snob. That's why she brought up tea.
I don't know.
To, at some point, publish a cozy mystery with tea in it.
All right. I will have to put some tea in the third book then. You'll have to
mystery. I'll be your research person.
Nothing in bags, please. Everything has to be loose leaf.
Everything has to be loose leaf. Tea bags are full of filler. You don't know what you're drinking.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm going to give anything away by saying this in On Cue. If it is, stop me. But Ginny's past comes back to haunt her in a couple of places. Is that something you intended to put into the story from the beginning? Or is it something that kind of, you know, leaped out and said, you must put me in the book? I know that happens with me sometimes with some of my characters and situations.
I think that we talked a little bit in the other interview about spiritual matters. I think one of the things that I learned at a workshop was, you know, you've got to have a spiritual arc. And I think Jenny's problem with the past was that she couldn't forgive it. And so I had someone from the past who had caused her problem to come into the situation, and she's going to have to deal with forgiveness with that person. So I think I did add that into the story in one of the revisions. It went through many, many, many revisions, and forgiving that person was a big, big step to adding that spiritual arc.
Yeah, it makes it real. Because, you know, otherwise Ginny is almost too good to be true. But she has her pain and she has her problems and she has some ain't gonna moments.
Yeah, unfortunately she's going to face a couple of big problems in book three. So, poor Ginny.
The best authors are so mean to their characters.
We're going to stop for now, take a little bit of a break, but please come back next week for the second part of this podcast, talking with Betty Boswell about her first full-length novel with Mount Zion Ridge Press, On Cue.
Thank you for joining us today at Books on the Ridge. As promised, we are giving a code where you can get $1 off any of Betty's books at MountZionRidgePress.com. The code for this month is B as in Betty, B as in Boswell, M as in Mount, Z as in Zion, R as in Ridge, P as in Press. That is BBMZRP. The letters are all in caps, and this is case-sensitive code.
Thanks for listening to Books on the Ridge, a production of Mount Zion Ridge Press, home of books off the beaten path. Check our website, www.MountZionRidgePress.com, for more information. Please consider subscribing to support this podcast. Plus, receive regular updates and more discounts as our way of saying thanks. Please come back next week for a new discussion with another Mount Zion Ridge Press author. Thanks for listening. We hope you had a good time. We certainly did.